I'm walking to the back door, which is the women's entrance to the mosque. The Springfield Islamic Center is located on Division Street, and like most mosques, it's segregated by gender, according to tradition, with men and women worshiping in separate rooms. I open the door. Inside, women are dressed in bright, colorful clothes. They're exchanging robust hugs and kisses to the cheek, congratulating each other on completing the fast. Some wear the two-piece shalwar kameez, traditional to South Central Asia. Others don long, straight, beaded jalabiyas from the Arab world. The languages of French, Urdu, Arabic, and English float about the room, and the smell of bukhur, or wood incense soaked in perfume, permeates throughout. Most people here have gone an entire 30 days skipping food and water from sunrise to sunset. Since Ramadan is determined by the lunar calendar, it doesn't always fall in the summer months like it did this year.
My name is Navira Haq. I was born in Kansas City, but I'm from Pakistan. I'm a physician, and right now I'm a stay-at-home mom with my kids. It may be like a hard a little bit in the first few days, but then you get used to it, and then you're in the flow, and it doesn't feel at all that you're not eating or drinking. It goes by very nicely, and you feel actually very, I think your metabolism slows down, and it's very relaxing for the body.
A grainy speaker broadcasts the adhan, or call to prayer, over and over. Women take their shoes off before entering the prayer hall. Inside, about 50 women and girls stand in rows, side by side, on large decorative carpets. There are no chairs, except one in the back for an elderly woman. The prayer itself is a series of standing, bowing, and prostrating, led by the imam over the speaker system. There's a mirror glass window through which the women can see the imam. Afterward, there's a brief sermon, and then they all head back into the activity room. Mona, a mother of four, comes through the door carrying a basket of goodie bags filled with candy and peanuts to hand out. This Ramadan was her first to fast far away from her home of Saudi Arabia, she said. She's learning English at Missouri State University's English Language Institute in downtown Springfield so that she can return to Saudi and teach English as a second language. Her studies here are funded by the Saudi Ministry of Education. I ask her which she prefers, fasting here or back home.
What do you think?
She asks me if she can answer in Arabic. And I speak Gulf Arabic, so I say go ahead. She says the truth is in Saudi for sure, because in Saudi I can hear the adhan. There are mosques nearby and we can go to pray the late night Tarawih prayers. I ask her if they offer Tarawih prayers here at the Springfield Mosque. Yes, they do, she says, but I'm far away from the mosque here, and in Saudi I can walk to a mosque near my home. I can walk, then come back, and my kids can do the same. Back home, Mona wears the long black jalabiya, headscarf, and face veil. Here, she forgoes the niqab, or face veil, but still covers her hair. I ask her if the people in Springfield have been kind to her. The people here are very, very kind, she tells me. Since we arrived here, everyone we see smiles at us and rushes to help us in whatever we need. Everyone lines up to get their plastic forks and styrofoam plates as the celebration ends in a potluck. It's an international smorgasbord that mirrors the diversity of this religious community. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore in Springfield.